Chodesh, the Shir officially says that we'll start with Chodedi. We're going to start with Kabbalah Shabbos with the Mizmorim. First, a little bit, to give a little bit of Agdoma, the Inyan of the Mizmorim. To go into the historical history, when Klal Yisrael started to say the Chunerana, just to make things very straight, probably it all started in the Shins. It all started in the Shins not too long ago, 400 and something years ago. That's when Klal Yisrael started to say Lechon Eranano. And it was Nespashet from time to time, more and more, even Achenu Asmerdem. Everybody more or less says Lechon Eranano, as the Mishnah Berurah writes, Ki Idna, Le Idna, everybody says the Lechon Eranano. The question is, what these kapitlach of Lechon Eranano are here for? Why we say Lechon Eranano? What was the reason to say these kapitlach, these extra kapitlach, and what shaykhs do they have with Kabbalah Shabbos? We'll go through B'siyata D'Shemaya, Kama Bi'urim that say, and maybe a few things that are Matanam and Hashamayim, so a little bit Mimarchiv the Dibber. We'll first go through three pieces of Sasemis, or four pieces of Sasemis, that talk about the Inyan of why we say Lechon Eranano. We know in Tchilas HaBriyah, Lechon Eranano was said by Adam HaRishon. Adam HaRishon, when it came Tchilas HaBriyah, the whole Briyah came, and Adam HaRishon said, Lechon Eranano LaShem Nariyah LeTzur Yishenu. He went and was Malah the whole Briyah. Why was he able to do that? Because Adam HaRishon was Koilel the whole Briyah. If he wouldn't have been Koilel the whole Briyah, there wouldn't have been a possibility for him to be able to take together the whole Briyah and tell them, Lechon Eranano LaShem Nariyah LeTzur Yishenu. Let us read a Lashon Azeh HaKadosh in Parashas Vayechi Omed Reish Chof Aleph Reish Daf Reish Chof Aleph Omed Beis B'Shata Da Adam Koi Aragley. When Adam HaRishon stood up on his feet, Chomolei Berion Kulu, he saw the whole Briyah Utchilu Mikame, and they all were afraid of him. They went after him like an Eved, because after a Melech, the whole Briyah followed him wherever he went. And what happened? V'Omalein Ano va'atun boyu v'nishtachva nichra nivracha lefnei. He said to the whole Briyah, let's go and bow ourselves down and be machnia ourselves to the Eibishter. Va'ozdu kulu abasin. They all went after him. Kiven the chomu, the Adam sagid la'asar v'zdabik bey. They saw that Adam HaRishon made ishtachvaya. Kulu ismashchu basar. They all made ishtachvaya. That's the Mekor clear in Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar HaKadosh is four or five places, but that's the Nekuda of the Zohar HaKadosh. Adam HaRishon was the Koilel of the whole Briyah, and he was able to take the whole Briyah and be Malah the whole Briyah to the Ribono Shel Olam. After the Chet of Eitz Hadas, and there was a Taruvas Tevera, that Koyach left him. He didn't have that Koyach anymore to be Malah the Briyah. That Koyach that he had, that he was Koilel the whole Briyah, Be'etzem, we can learn pshat like that in the Chazal. Adam HaRishon before the Chet was Misayfa Olam Vatsayfa. If there was, he was Nesmaya. That means his Miut. What is the grace of Mila that he was Misayfa Olam Vatsayfa? Means that he was Koilel the whole Briyah. And therefore he was able to say to the whole Briyah, Boyu Nishtachve Nichra Nivrecha Lefnei Hashem Eiseinu. But when the Chet of the Eitz Hadas came, he lost it. Zaktich Dusharim brought in a Svasemes and Chanukah Tofresh Memeches. Moshe Rabbeinu afterwards gave this Koyach to Klal Yisrael. Once Klal Yisrael became the Am HaNivchar, Klal Yisrael took over that Koyach that they could mala the whole Briyah with them. They were able to take the whole Briyah and pick up that whole Briyah. Now Re'ei Dover Pele, that we have to remember, a Gemara in Bava Basra, Daf Yudalit, that 11 kapitlach Moshe Rabbeinu said in Tilim. From Tefillah Lemoshe, 11 kapitlach Moshe Rabbeinu said. From these 11 kapitlach are the first 5 kapitlach of Lechon Eranano. So the Moshe Rabbeinu's kapitlach. So that means that koyach that Adam HaRishon had, that he said Lechon Eranano Lashem, now that koyach was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu had that koyach now, and he gave it to Klal Yisrael. When did he give it to Klal Yisrael? Leich voidiyom. That was Moshe Rabbeinu's job. He had to be Maidiyah them. He gave them that koyach the Chidushirim, that Koyach comes on Shabbos. Shabbos, we are above the Chetav Eitz Hadas, that's the way to look at it. Shabbos, we are above Chetav Egel, so we're above Chetav Eitz Hadas. Shabbos, a Yid becomes more doima to other Merishim, so he's able to say Lechun Eranana. That's why we say Lechun Eranana Leil Shabbos. And Leir Dikir Chidushirim, that gives us a Hasaga in Parashas Boi, the Sosemet writes, that lesson that what Moshe Adam Rishon had, Miskayim Ato Beklal Yisrael Shemrei Shabbos. So that is the reason, the simple reason why we say Lechun Eranana, one reason why we say Lechun Eranana, because of that Koyach, to be able to be Mala, the whole Bria to the Rebbeinu Shalom. The Sosema says, that it says in the Torah, Shabbos Vayinofash. What means Vayinofash? It says in Sosemes that Vayinofash means that when the Rebbeinu Shalom had a Nachas Ruach from the Bria, that the whole Bria is Mekabel is Malchus, that Kaviyochol brought a Naicha for the Rebbeinu Shalom. That means Vayinofash. If so, when we are Mal the whole Bria, and when Mekabel Ol Malchus Shamayim together with the whole Bria, then we have the ability to bring that Vayinofash. Then we have the ability to bring that Naicha to the Rebbeinu Shalom. I think that we can hear a new deher, the Lashon Kabbalas Shabbos, the Chidushirim said, is the same Lashon as Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim, to take it within you. That's Kabbalas. He only meant to put together the word Kabbalas and Kabbalas, that they are the types, like a Keli is Mekabel. You have to be Mekabel within yourself the Shabbos. I think that there's maybe more to that Sushtel, and this piece of Sosemes, it teaches us that the Yisoid of Kabbalah Shabbos is to be Mekabel Malchus Shamayim and to take with us the whole Bria. Just like Adam Rishon said, L'chun Eranu L'Hashem Nariya L'tzu Yishenu V'yu Nishtach V'nichra Nivricha, that we said L'fnei Hashem Yishenu, that he brought out that Nekuda, that the Eibishter is the Balabasi with the Bria. So we also have to be Mekabel Malchus Shamayim in such a way. We know that the Heilige Baal Shem, when he went out to the field to be Mekabel Shabbos, we will talk about going out to the field later when we get to L'chadoidi, what the Indian is Netzei HaSode. We'll talk about the Sode later. But we know that it's Mekubel and it's Faleslech, that the Tzoyin that were in the field used to surround the Baal Shem HaKadosh and dance when the Baal Shem HaKadosh was Mekabel Shabbos. Which means that the Koyach is Be'etzem there for a person to say L'chun Eran Ala Hashem, and he could pick up the whole Bria with himself. By the Baal Shem, we were able to see it with our eyes, but a person with Amunah has to realize that there is taket, that Koyach, to pick up the whole Bria, and that Koyach comes from Moshe Rabbeinu. That Koyach is the Koyach that Moshe Rabbeinu gave us. That's one reason, or more, with maybe two reasons, that we explained what the Nekuda of the Lechun Eranana is. A third Nekuda that we find in Sosemes that I never, the Etzem, understood till today, a Sosemes in Parashas Vayechi Sof Resh Mem Ches, that teaches us that the Nekuda of the Lechun Eranana has to do with the Hayoim in Bekoilei Tishmo. It says the Hayoim in Bekoilei Tishmo, that reason is why we say L'chun Eranana. What does that mean? That's the reason we say L'chun Eranana. It says that the Koyach of Shabbos is the Koyach of Shmia. Sosemes talks about it many places, that Shabbos you're able to hear the Dvar Hashem. Shabbos you're able to hear the Dvar Hashem. Shabbos is the Koyach to hear the Dvar Hashem. Shmoya Tishmu B'Koyli, it says in Sosemes, it's Rosh Tevis Shabbos. Shmoya Tishmu B'Koyli, Rosh Tevis Shabbos. Shabbos is the Koyach to hear the Dvar Hashem. That's why this Kriyas HaTorah Shabbos. Shabbos we're able to hear the Koil of Matan Torah. That's the Nekuda of Shabbos. Hayoyim in B'Koilei Tishmo. Everybody knows that it says in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Omelei Rabbi Shua Ben Levi L'Mashiach La'emes Osim Mar Omelei Hayoyim Osim L'Gabim Yo Omelei Shkurikom Mishake Omelei Hayoyim Asina. He said, Lo'y Osim Omelei Hochi Omelech Hayoyim in B'Koilei Tishmo. So the Bomar in Sanhedrin, and so says the Yishalmi in Tainis, Im Shabrim b'nei Yisrael Shabbos Echad Nigolin Dechsev Ayoyim Mekoyle Tishmo. So the Yishalmi touches the Ayoyim on Shabbos. The Gemara says Ayoyim Ubo, because Ayoyim, and the Yishalmi says it goes on Shabbos. Why? Because Shabbos is taken the koyach of him bekoyle tishmo. So that's why we say this capital in Luchon Eranino, the first capital. That's why we start here. Why do we start with this capital of Moshe Rabbeinu's capital of Gut? Moshe Rabbeinu's capital of Moshe Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelkei. Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who gave us Shabbos. That's why we say this capital. But we still don't understand why this capital as the first capital. Now that we understand that the koyach of Shabbos is the koyach of Shmia, koyach of hearing the koyel Hashem, and that's the koyach of bringing the geula, and that's the koyach of that says in this capital the chlu hayoyim ki Shabbos hayoyim Hashem, realizing the hayoyim, realizing that the koyach of hayoyim, the koyach of hearing the koyel of the Ribono Shel Olam, that koyach stayed with us on Shabbos, and that's why we say this capital. This Hasemis writes in the last piece in Parashat Shmos, he brings this Yishalmi also, and he says that that's why on Shabbos that the Koil Doidi Doifek Tishchu Liachoisi Rayosi Yoinosi Tamosi Kaviyochol, the Shabbos knocks on your heart that you should hear. There's a Koil that's Doifek in the Yid on Shabbos. That's the Koil of the Neshama Agedosha. That's the Neshama Yisera that we get on Shabbos, which gives us the Koyach to hear. So we understood a little bit the first capital of Lechun Eranino. Why Lechun Eranino? Why Daika 6 Mizmoirim? Why did we only stop? Why did we stop by Lechun Eranino? Why is there a number of 6 Mizmoirim? This is brought in Kama Vekama Mefarshim to understand why 6 Mizmoirim. One of the Nekudas of 6 Mizmoirim is to realize that Shabbos is the Shoresh of Sheishes Yimei HaMaisa. That's why we say 6 Mizmoirim Kineged the Sheishes Yimei HaMaisa. Meaning, how do we understand Kineged the Sheishes Yimei HaMaisa? The first way, we can understand it two ways. One, the Shabbos is built on the Sheishes Yimei HaMaisa. One, the Shabbos is Mashpia on the next Sheishes Yimei HaMaisa. Two koiches that are on Shabbos. Shabbos being the Shi, the Shpitz, the culmination of 6 days of Avodah compared to with the Shabbos. The whole Bria waited for the Shabbos. Chemdas Hayomim. The Bria waits for Shabbos. Now the Chuk of the Shabbos. There are 6 days in the week. Hayom Yom Ve'yer Ve'yvoike Yom Echad. Ve'yer Ve'yvoike Yom Sheni. Yom Shlishi. Yom Revi. Yom Chemishi. Yom Hashishi. The Rosh Tevis. Achar Shisha. They're all waiting for after the 6 days. Hazor Shteit Nasefer. Achar Shisha. They're all waiting for the Shabbos that's going to come after the 6 days. That's the end of the 6 days. That's why we say 6 Mizmoirim, because the 6 days pick themselves up to the Shabbos. We say 6 Mizmoirim because the 6 days are Mashpia. That's one way to look at it. But Svarim HaKadoshim tell us Adav Anoira Av Miet. In the weekdays, a person is under the Koyach of Yimei HaMaisa, the Koyach of Yimei Sachel, and there are Koyches of Kalipoy Satoma that come to a person every single day. Every single day through the week, the person gathers klipos of toma, koiches of toma from the Yemei Sachel. These 6 mizmoirim, half of a fellow, the kedivurim, it says in Sifrei Kabbalah. These 6 mizmoirim, if someone wants to look, Tafachayim brings it. Tafachayim, I think the Tafachayim is in Simchov Ches, brings it that these 6 mizmoirim are from the Loshon, as we know from the Shari Oira, that Psukut Zimra is from Loshon Zoymer Eitzim, cut down. These 6 mizmoirim are mechuvim to the 6 days of the week to purify us to be able to come into Shabbos, to take us into Shabbos, that we should be able to accept the Shabbos, we should be mekabel the Shabbos, we should be able to say afterwards alachad doidi lekaskala. How do we get to alachad doidi? These 6 mizmoirim are kodesh, the klipos of the 6 days, a completely different havana. If we come to this havana, the Metziah, but today's Malachtim, I think all found this Metziah. A piece of Shemesh Shmuel in Parashat Masai, Sofer Esh Ayin Vov. Dvorim Nifloim that is Megala in the 6 Mizmoirim. We know Klal Yisrael went through Membeis Masois in the Midbar. They went through Membeis Masois in the Midbar. Why did they go through the Membeis Masois in the Midbar? They had to go through every kind of Koyach Atoma, and until they get to Eretz Yisrael, they had to break through Membeis Koyches of Klipas Atoma. The Midbar was full of Klipas Atoma. We know that the Koyach to go through from a Madrega to a Madrega has to do with the Shem Membeis. The Shem Membeis, let's take the Shem Membeis. The Shem Membeis is made up of Shemus, each one of 6 letters. Each one of 6 letters, 7 seven charuzim of six letters, which is membeis. That's the membeis. So that's the six, each one is keneged sheish knafayim le'echot. And memela goes keneged the 7 days of the week. Each one is mechoven keneged one of the 7 days. As we know, the seven batim are mechoven, the seven shemis are mechoven to the 7 days. And each one has six, just like the malachim have sheish knafayim le'echot. Now we know what went on in the midbar. We know the Shem of Einabachayach. Zog the Shem Shmuel Adov Nifla. In Arizal it says that the Ur of Shabbos starts from Chatzos Hayom of Erev Shabbos. Meaning 6 hours before Shabbos, there's already the Ur of Shabbos starts to come. Why 6 hours? What's these 6 hours? These 6 hours are a buffer zone between the Yomei Tachoyim and Shabbos. And these six are mechoven keneged the sheish knafayim, and we have to go through keneged. We're going through the six knafayim and to pick ourselves up from darga to darga, from the yomei sachel into Shabbos. That's the six mizmorim. After the six mizmorim, we say ona b'chayach hilulas yemencha, because now we're going to Shem Membeis. We're traveling that whole masos that Klal Yisrael traveled from Mitzrayim to Eretz Yisrael. A Yid is traveling Erev Shabbos and traveling from Yemei Tachoil into Kedusha Shabbos. And it's the same dogma, because Shabbos is Men Olam Haba. So it's the same dogma like traveling into Eretz Yisrael. So that is the Masois. That's the Masois that we're going through. We're going through the Masois, and that's the 6 hours, and that's the Koich of these six Mizmoirim. These six Mizmoirim are like the Masois. Each one is like one Nekuda, then we go to Ana B'chayach, then we come to Shabbos Kedish. Anoyer Dike Azgalus of the Shem Shmuel, to give us to understand the Shesh Mizmoirim, and to tell it to the Masoyis in the Midbar, and to understand why after the Mizmoirim, we also say Ana B'chayach, because it all has to do with that Nekuda. So we understand again, let's go through again what we just learned a little bit to make sure that we get it straight. We have Sheish Mizmoirim. We learned Kama Bechinos in the Sheish Mizmoirim. We learned the Bechina Shabbos comes from the Sheish. We learned the Bechina that Shabbos is the Mashpia on the Sheish. All has to do with the Sheish Mizmoirim. We also learned that the Sheish Mizmoirim are Machris the Klipos. We learned it in a deeper oifen in the Shem Shmuel, that Zoyme to the Masois, and Zoyme from going from Mitzrayim to Israel, going from Yimei Sachel, and it has to do with the 6 hours, and we do it with the six mizmeinim. We understand very well that if a person is a little bit mizbeinim, what is going on over here, we have to realize a little bit more. When a person starts to go from a low madrega to a big madrega, he's going from the madrega of Yemei Sechel to Shabbos. In truth, it's a madrega of going from all the way down to all the way up. Yemei Sechel is lamata lamata, and Shabbos is lamaila lamaila. The Kedush Slevi says on Shabbos Kedish, the Kedush Slevi in Parashat Bereishis, it's Dvarim Pshutim, but can I to know where the Mekoyres are, that Shabbos is from Lashon Shiva. Everything goes back to its Sheiris Shabbos. The whole Bria picks itself back and it's Shavu Sheiris Shabbos. It goes back to its Nekudah, to its Sheiris Shabbos. So how do we protect ourselves that the Chitzonim shouldn't shepherd the Chitzu? Every time a person makes an Aliyah, he needs protection. He needs protection every time he makes an aliyah. How do we get protection when we're going from Yemei Sachel and we're going from Igra Rama and we have to go to, we are going from Bira Amikto to Igra Rama? How do we protect ourselves from the Klipos? How do we see that the Klipos shouldn't take us? I understood from Svarim HaKadoshim Adav HaNeira, if you look through the 6 kapitlach, the 5 kapitlach till Midma LeDavid Havel Hashem B'nei Elim, you'll realize that these 5 kapitlach are aflogos neirois in saying the shvach of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And not only that we are going to say the shvach of the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's also the aflogo that the Umos HaOlam are going to say, Sapra Bagoyim Nifloisov. We're talking about the whole Bria saying the shvach of the Ribbono Shel Olam. The greatest thing to throw a pachad on the klipa is to say shvach to the Ribbono Shel Olam and to say the godless of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And fakir that the whole Umos HaOlam of joining in that shvach, that takes the klipos, and the klipos have no koich to come next to us. One realizes this, one realizes how much mistake we make in our lechun eranos on Shabbos. One makes a mistake, we're mezalzel in it, we're busy with other things, either talking or learning a sefer. But the Ilchon Rana, I'll say the kapitlach. We know that the Ik in the Ilchon Rana is Shiris v'Sishbachis. It says in Svarim HaGidoshim that the Ik in the Kuda of the Shiris v'Sishbachis is that we have to say it b'simcha and we have to say it b'koyv. First, let's just, for a minute, talk about the Nekuda. Why be'emes on Shabbos are we made him koil? We daven with a louder koil than in the weekdays. Why is it? It says clearly that one should daven louder. It says in Menhage Arizal that on Kovet Shabbos you should daven with a greater koil, with a louder koil. I only want to say over a word from Heilige Triske Magid. Not from Triske Magid, from Tolna Magid. From Tolna Magid, a more the kavert. Why we say daven be'koil on Shabbos? Because on every Shabbos it's Nesera the B'chin of Matan Torah. And everybody knows that B'Shas Matan Torah was given B'Koilus U'Barakim. And therefore, the Avodah of Shabbos, Yidna Zeicha to Aflogas HaKoilus. That's why the Arizal says you should be made him your Koil Ketzas on Shabbos. Because it stelt sich to that B'chin of Koilus U'Barakim that there were on Shabbos. Haflov Afela. So that's why, first of all, before everything, the Indian that in Klal Yisrael was Mekubal, that we say the Nekuda of the Kabbalah Shabbos with a Bren, with a Koil. One of the reasons is because Bechlal Shabbos davening comes with a Koil. Why does davening come with a Koil? Because as we just heard from the Sefer Bechaz David, Rabbi David Al-Tolna, that Nekuda, that we have to have the Koyach of Shabbos of Matan Torah, it should be Bekoilis of Barakim. But the Nekuda of saying Shiris is Ishbachis and being careful that Shiris is Ishbachis should be said with Simcha is a very important Nekuda. Because when a person says Shiris is Ishbachis and he doesn't say the Shiris is Ishbachis with Simcha, then the person is missing the whole Nekuda of Shiris is Ishbachis. Nobody says Shiris and Ishbachis to anybody when he doesn't say the Simcha. It doesn't go together. It has to be said with Amoradik is Simcha, with Amoradik is Slavis. That's the Nekuda of saying these Kapitlach, to say them with his Eiririth, as it says in Siddur Rabbi Yankiv Emden, one has to say these Kapitlach, Bekoil Rinna Vitrua. He should become so in his Eirir from these Kapitlach, he should say them, Bekoil Rinna Utrua. Let's talk two more Nekudais about saying these Kapitlach. The Aruch HaShulchan offers a completely different bechina in these kapitlach. He says, if you look in Pirish HaRadak in Tilim, the Radak learns all these kapitlach talk about the Gula Asida. All these kapitlach talk about the Gula Asida. Zog the Aruch HaShulchan in Simen Reish Samach Zayin, that because these five kapitlach talk about the Gula Asida, and Shabbos is a bechina of Me'en Losed Lovei, La'ah says, when I'll be Yom Shekulis Shabbos, and you're going into now the Shabbos that's Me'en Lased Lovei, that's why we talk about Kapitlach that talk about Lased Lovei. As I state in Aruch HaShulchan, the Hezber on these five Kapitlach that are Chana for the Pchina of Lased Lovei. One more Nekuda about these Kapitlach. To talk more about, I went off a minute from what we were trying to bring out, how a person is supposed to say these Kapitlach, with what kind of Chiyas the person is supposed to say these Kapitlach. The Sasama says in Parshas Kisisa, the Sasama says that in Shabbos Kedish, a person has a Neurodike Rotzen that he doesn't have a whole week. Neurodike Chuka to the Eibishta. Where did that Chuka come from? That Chuka comes from Moshe Rabbeinu. The aura of Moshe Rabbeinu comes into every Yid. Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe is Begematria Rotzen, it says. Moshe with Nkoilal is Begematria Rotzen. Moshe is Shoirish Rotzen. Moshe lived with a Neurodike Rotzen and Chuka to the Eibishta. Every Shabbos Yitzmach Moshe b'matnas chelkei, Moshe Rabbeinu gives us a rotzen on Shabbos. Let us repeat a word that we once said, that the Sasemis in Lukutim asks a kasha, Baruchoi b'mon, the Eibishter blessed Shabbos with the mon. What? That the time of Shabbos, the mon. Like the Sasemis, I don't understand. Shabbos won the time and the mon. Shabbos too, they had the same time, so it wasn't anymore Baruchoi b'mon. First of all. Second of all, Frank, this is famous. On Sunday, I could have asked, I want that time that was Marga Shabbos. So I could even make it in the weekday. So I made every Shabbos the same time. But I could someday be Margish the Shabbos the time. I'll say when I eat the money, I want to be Toyim the time that I had Shabbos. So this is famous because you can't be more over the rotsen on Sunday that you had on Shabbos. You heard that I'm the Kisses famous? That rotten that you had Shabbos, he can't be ma'orah. Shabbos tikir rotten is a Shabbos tikir rotten. That rotten doesn't exist in the weekdays, that rotten. So it's not possible to be ma'orah. Shteitach la'am nuyurdik in the kuda. That Shabbos, a person is zoichat a chukan at vekis otom in the Rebbeinu Shalom. We say these kapitlach, Dr. Sassamis, that Moshe Rabbeinu said them. We have no asoga how Moshe Rabbeinu said these kapitlach. But he said them with a nuir dike chukat to Rebbeinu Shalom. Mishunan dike shtoiki kis to Rebbeinu Shalom, he said these kapitlach. If he said them with a mishunan dike shtoiki kis to Rebbeinu Shalom, he gives us that koyach that we could say that it is shtoiki kis to Rebbeinu Shalom. Memela, if we could say that is shtoiki kis to Rebbeinu Shalom, we realize how we're supposed to say these kapitlach, and what oifen we're supposed to say the kapitlach, with how much slavis and how much bren we have to say these kapitlach. If we understand, that the nekuda of Kabbalah's Shabbos might also have a shayches to the nekuda of a chasana. By a chasana, there's a Kabbalah's ponim. What's the Kabbalah's ponim of a chasana? That the chasana gets a new ponim. He gets a new tzurish when he goes to the chasana. About Mechila Savonis, he gets a different ponim. The Sasemes, the Be'etzem, the Balaturim writes in Parashas Vayakel, what's the smichas of Parashas? Soft Parashas Kisisa to the beginning of Vayakel, because Shabbos is Borcha B'mor Ponov. So that's the ponim that every Yid is Zeicha Shabbos to a different Mor Ponov. Kabbalah Shabbos is a pchina, you're a Kabbalah new tzura, you're a Kabbalah new nefesh, you're changing yourself. Shabbos is a Kabbalah's nefesh. It's a time when you mekabel a different nefesh. So if you mekabel a different nefesh, then you realize what it is. That's why Rav Chaim Falaji says that the Rosh Tevis of the six mizmorim is begematria nefesh. Why? Because that's what you're getting in these six mizmorim. You're getting yourself the nefesh of Shabbos. You're getting yourself the rotzen of Shabbos, im yesh es nafshechem, im yesh es ritzoinchem, and you're getting yourself renewal of your nefesh. Let's end with a dover nifla from Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld. Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld in Zayn Geunis said, why do we say this kapitlach? What is the raya that this kapitlach have to Shabbos? We say seven kapitlach from Moshe Rabbeinu. Five, Mizmashi Eliyem HaShabbos, and Hashem Molech Geis Lovesh. We say seven, by day we say another two. Tvela Moshe and Yosef Beseitah. From the 11 kapitlach that Moshe Rabbeinu made in Shabbos, we say 9 out of the 11, just for to some to see that Shabbos had the shaykhs to these kapitlach. But akoponim, if you take the six kapitlach that we have, and Mishiliyah, Meshabbos, and Hashem Molach, there are exactly Shabbos teves. There are exactly Shabbos words in these six kapitlach, in these eight kapitlach. The five, Mizmah Ledovet, Mizmah Shiliyoy Meshabbos, and Hashem Moloch, Zot Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, are there's exactly Shabbos Teves in these kapitlach, which is a raya that these kapitlach are meyuchid to be mekabel the kedusha of Shabbos. If a person realizes that nekuda of Shiris Vizishbachos, and saying the Shiris Vizishbachos, the simcha, that's the tznai for Kabbalah Shabbos, realizing, then we realize that's what we have to do when it comes to Shabbos. Let us try to end with a little bit other nekuda, one more nekuda that it's important maybe for us to see what we should think about when we are saying the first kapitel of Lechun Eralnena, a verse that says in many of Heintige Svarim, but I think it's kedai to say over. This pasuk of Bayu Nishtacheve Niven Nichra Nivrecha Lefnei Hashem Elokeinu, who says this pasuk from Perik Shira, the Klovim, the Azei Nefesh, they say this pasuk. So it says in Perik Shira, those who ever looked in Perik Shira, it says that Rabbi Yishaya Talmidesh Rabbi Chanina Ben Doisa fasted Tamesim and asked in Shamayim, how is it that the Klovim that Azei Nefesh are Zeicha to say such a pasuk? And it was Megala, that Klovim that says by them, V'chol B'nei Yisrael L'yechat Kelev L'shoinei, to write Sefer Torah and Tvilin, that's why the Klavim was Zoicha, and they say this Shira. That's why they were Zoicha. Adoy state in Dos. Zedo a Maisa Nifla. A Maisa which is a very good Maisa for us. Ramosha Leib Sasava, everybody knows that Ramosha Leib Sasava was Oisik in Pidyon Shvuyim. Ramosha Leib Sasava once saw a Odoin, a Har, schlepping Yidden on an agola, pulling them back on the coma because they didn't pay the bills. So they put them in the back of the agola, tied to the agola, and slept them on the floor, Rahman al Islam. And they were ready to die because you know what happens in such a thing. Is a gangin, and he ran to the parrot, and he took the son of the parrot and started to kiss him and took him around and told the parrot, ah, look how beautiful your son is. And he kissed him more and more. And then he says, you see, your son is such a chashev, a kid, such a beautiful abendik kid. He's going to hear these screaming from the Eden. It's going to take away his adinus hanefesh. You're going to lose your son's edelkeit. He's such a beautiful child. And it went into the heart of the melech, of the parrot, and he let go the Eden. Kumer Rabbi Shalev Sassavet from Davanen, and Rabbi Shalev Sassavet gives up to Kenish Davanen. I kissed with my mouth that oral. That oral, how could I daven for the Rebbeinu Shalom? And he didn't want to go daven. How could he daven with such a mouth that kissed an oral zol again daven for an Eibishtim? So he thought, ah, Rebbeinu Shalom, the klovim also say Shira. The klovim say also Shira. If the klovim could say Shira, then I could also say Shira, even though I was not Shikat Aral, even though I made it in the Shikat Aral. I'm not worse than these klovim. And that's how he went to daven. Ayid fangt on daven a Friday to nacht. Er gedenkt wiffel a reile met gekusht in Mittenwoch. The toil of a nishbe toil. Of a wiffel goyishkeit het gekusht in Mittenwoch. And a tracht by sich, wie gerech daven in zum Ebersten, hat mir gestellt a posig was the kloven zogen. Boi in the stach ve en achro nibrichol of nea Hashem al yaseinu. The man sich kent sich mechaldig vain to daven for an Ebersten. A kelev kur also daven for an Ebersten. If a mele, no matter how your week went through, no matter how zerbrochen you are about your week, zay sich mechaldig and think that even if the kloven are able to say shira for the Ebersten, no matter how far we went away from the Ebersten middle of the week, it's come to heilige Shabbos, how are you in Bekoyle Tishmo? Lekutei Meram, Teure Reish Ayin Dalet, I think, or Reish Ayin Beis, one of the two. Then the Reish Ayin in Teure Chelek Aleph. Hayoyim in Bekoyle Tishmo, whatever happened till today, it doesn't bother me. Hayoyim, now in Bekoyle Tishmo. Start now from fresh. That's the Hayoyim in Bekoyle Tishmo. Boy, Nishtach, Ve'nechro, Nivrichol, Tnei Hashem, Elikei, Ve'seinu. Now, what's afterwards? Hayoyim in Bekoyle Tishmo, now you could start from fresh, the Koyach from Shabbos, that's the schaskos that he takes to be able to go be the Mekabel, the Shabbos Kedish B'Simcha.